This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts Podcast. I'm Valerie Reese from Northampton, Massachusetts, and this is my story, Gratitude Lists. I chose this story because I've been wanting to narratively explore my complicated relationship with my father. This feels especially poignant now because almost exactly a month after I told this story about him on stage, my dad died. He was 94 and had dementia, so he didn't hear the story, but I like to think that we communed about it in the ethers before we had to say goodbye. I do wonder how I'd tell it differently now and how grief changes the stories we tell, especially about the people we love in complex ways.
Years before my father's brain was eaten by dementia and Fox News, he gave a surprisingly beautiful toast at my wedding. And at the time of said wedding, I was about 8 years in remission from lymphoma. And as a way to kind of keep that, like, yay, I'm so glad to be alive vibe going, I started to do a daily gratitude blog. And I just felt like it was a way to keep more positivity in my life because we all have this negativity bias. And I felt like that went double for me being like a neurotic half-Jewish New Yorker. And what I found was that it worked. I started to notice positive things that I hadn't seen before, like how kind that mom was to her kid on the subway who spilled a bunch of yogurt, or like that incredibly beautiful color of blue of the sky right after dusk. What I didn't expect was that these gratitude lists would also be a way for me to connect with my dad. He read every single one, and then he started to send me clippings from the Wall Street Journal every time they mentioned gratitude, which was like kind of a weird amount. My dad and I had never had an easy relationship. He and my mom got divorced when I was about 2, and though he moved a block away, it felt more like a continent. He was an entrepreneur, which in his words meant that you get to choose which 14 hours a day you work. So it seemed to me that he was always buried in a phone call or writing something on a yellow legal pad. And, you know, it was really just not an easy time. And I'm spacing out. And he was really amazing. He was an athlete. He was smart. He was self-made from Brooklyn poor. And one thing he also was that I realized was a narcissist. Non-malignant, but not entirely benign. You know, I was artsy and opinionated, and we would have these arguments, and afterward, I would just sort of be handed my opinions and my sense of self back to me as pulp. And throughout my 20s, we had these horrible arguments. On the phone, we would be screaming, and we would hang up and have months worth of silences in which I roiled in either kind of like a self-righteous rage or like a hopeless shame for having lost control. And that was until I learned about gray rocking, basically keeping my sense of self to myself. And I also started to cultivate a sense of gratitude for my dad and all the amazing things that he did offer me, which was encouragement about my writing, financial support, and these surprising, amazing moments of tenderness. Like when I was going through chemotherapy, he called me every single day just to say hi. I went through a terrible breakup that everyone else was really glad to see happen. And he was the only one who really offered me a lot of sympathy. And then it seemed that his negativity bias compounded when he started watching Fox News all day, every day, and started saying things like, climate change is a hoax, the New York Times is fake news, and voted for Trump again and again. Despite having 5 daughters, he called the Access Hollywood tape locker room talk. But before that, we had kind of reached a fragile entente for a while at the time of my wedding, and he came up and gave this beautiful speech in the form of a gratitude list as an homage to my lists. And one of the things that he said was that he was grateful for the fact that he didn't always understand me, but he always would love me. And I felt really seen. And now he is 94 and deep in dementia, and conversations with him are kind of an experience in time collapse and repetitive loops, some of which are Fox News talking points, but some of which are these really beautiful memories, like the first day he walked me to school, my first day of preschool, I was crying and he called over a police officer who gave me a lollipop. I'm really grateful for my dad. I'm grateful that he says I love you back more often than not now. I'm grateful that he taught me to always ask for what I want, to kvetch directly to the CEO, always, to choose a man without too much baggage, and to follow my dreams no matter what, even if he didn't understand them. My dad is still here, but I miss him already.
That was Valerie Reese with her story Gratitude Lists that she brought us as part of our Toasted Story Slam. We held that at our NEPM studios in downtown Springfield this season. I'm Katie Wright. I produce the Valley Voices podcasts, and we would love to keep you in the loop of all the latest news about Valley Voices. Send your contact info to valleyvoices@nepm.org, and we'll include you in all of our email updates. Valley Voices is a co-production of NEPM and the Academy of Music Theater. Thanks for listening. See you next week.